This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah, my dear brothers. On behalf of our Sheikh Sadr, may Allah Jalla wa ala reward him and may Allah Jalla wa ala give him the best reward for the sabr and for the musibah that he has gone through. On behalf of him, he asked me to say a few words in this very sad occasion. My dear brothers, first of all, we ask Allah Jalla A'ala to give rahmah to our Shaykh, our elder, Hafiz Muhammad Abdul Haq. And we ask Allah Jalla A'ala to make these moments in the grave as the best moments in his life. Because, my dear brothers, as you know, that the person, once the person is born, he doesn't die. Death, my dear brothers, we need to understand this. Death is just a trip from one abode to another abode. So he was living above this earth with us. Now he is living with different type of created beings, with the angels. And we ask Allah Jalla Ala to make his next abode, which is the grave, to make it as part of Jannah. Amen. Now, as he is placed in the grave, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if the person who passed away is a righteous person, the angels of Rahmah will come down to him and they will ask him, who is your Lord? He will say, Allah is my Lord. Who is your Prophet? He will say, Muhammad, peace be upon him, is my Prophet. What is your deen? He will say, my deen is al-Islam. And this is, he will have thabat. He will have thabat to say this because Allah Jalla A'la said, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. But the wicked people, the evil people, they wouldn't be able to answer those questions even if they are, if they know about those questions in the dunya. But such a person, we hope, we have our trust in Allah Jalla A'la that he will answer those questions. Amen. And then the angels of Rahmah, they will say to him, look, this is your grave waiting for the Akhirah, and they will open a door, a gate for him to paradise. And they will say, this is where you are going to go. And he will look at the paradise and he will start getting some of the fragrance of paradise. Imagine this situation, these moments, brothers. We are here above this ground, and this is what will happen to him. And he will say, Ya Allah, when is the hour going to start? When the hour is going to start? Because he is so happy. And then they will bring for him clothes and beds from Jannah, and they will say to him, rest in this place, and they will widen it, and they will widen it and enlighten it. And he will say, Ya Allah, aqim as-sa'ah, I want to go to my final destination in paradise. My dear brothers, we don't want to talk about the evil person, what will happen to the evil person, because the grave for him will be part of hell. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I haven't seen anything except the grave is worse than that what I have seen in the Akhirah for the disbeliever or for the evil people. My dear brothers, subhanallah, look at this dunya. Whatever you live, he lived, mashallah, 90 years. All of them, all these years, mashallah, he has been an imam in different places. He raised his children and they are righteous people. And at the end of the day, all of these years will come to an end very quickly. قال كم لبثتم في الأرض عدد سنين قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم. When the time of death comes, they will be asked, how long you stayed in this life? They will say, one day or maybe half a day. كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها. When we see the day of resurrection, we will say, oh, where is this dunya that we have lived in? No, now these are very important lessons for us. Many important lessons for us. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, remember death frequently. And he said, I stopped you before from visiting graveyards. Now, because of the benefits of visiting graveyards, I want you to visit the graveyards. هَلَا فَزُورُوهَا. Because what? It reminds you of the reality. The reality is what? This life, wallahi, is just a quick transition, and this is our end. This is our abode. Every single one of us. Now, brothers, we know this, just maybe theoretically, but this knowledge, we need to transform this theoretical knowledge into a transformation in our life. Those who are away from Allah Jalla Ala, those who love someone other than Allah more than, or those who love someone more than they love Allah Jalla Ala, they should change this. Those who fear something other than Allah or more than they fear Allah Jalla Ala, they should be aware of this. Those who glorify something they have in mind, something greater than Allah Jalla Ala or equal to Allah Jalla Ala, they should abandon that. They should connect. We all, brothers, should be connected to Allah Jalla Ala. See Allah Jalla Ala as our Lord, as our provider, as the only one that worthy to be worshipped, Allah Jalla Ala. And other than that, we need to look at the five pillars. Are we doing our salah prayer properly? Those who are missing their salawat, brothers, those who are missing their salawat, or those who are delaying their salah, or not taking it seriously, or even you are young people not praying in the masjid, not taking it seriously, not giving your salah it's important. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the first thing that we will be held accountable for is our salah. If we pass that test, then inshallah we'll be passing our salah. Those who have zakah, and that they have not given their zakah, subhanallah, many of us think that they are not obliged to give zakah, but in reality, they have to give a lot of zakah. If, alhamdulillah, most of the Muslims fast the month of Ramadan, but if you have missed any of the days before or in Jahiliyyah, make sure that you make up those days. Hajj is coming. Make sure that you sign for Hajj other than the five pillars. Brothers, all of you are young. How is your relationship with your parents? You will miss them one day like this. I lost my father a few years ago. And after I lost my father, wallahi, as they always say, you knew the value of your father. And you miss what? The greatest opportunity to go to Jannah, because the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Walidu awsatu abna, awsatu abwab al-Jannah. The parent is the biggest door that takes you to Jannah. Please, brothers, please, please, anyone who has no relationship or bad relationship with any of his parents, now, today, if this is a reminder for you, go and fix your relationship with your parents. Brothers, also, if you have taken the rights of anyone, please give it back to him, because Allah Jalla Ala forgives the sins that you committed against him. But the sins that you committed against the human beings, Allah Jalla Ala will never forgive them, except that person has to forgive it. Yeah? So if you have taken the money, or maybe insulted someone, or violated the rights of someone, just do that. Reconcile with him or with her as soon as possible. And brothers, if any one of us is committing some of those major sins involved in maybe drugs, alcohol, or zina, or namima, backbiting, ghiba, slandering, stop them. This is the time to do tawbah. And Brother Umar, from the Brother Umar, Sheikh Umar, the main organizer for the graveyard, he was telling me yesterday, a young boy, 16, and then 23, and 39, passed away. No accident, no COVID, just like this. He said he was talking about someone. He said to his children, the night of Eid, tomorrow on Eid we will do this and that and this and that. And in the morning of Eid, he did not wake up. death will not knock on your door and or will give you or will send you a note that I am coming to you tomorrow. So brothers, yeah, as one of the early scholars said, in the morning do tawbah, in the evening do tawbah, innakum lam tuhsun. Do tawbah all of the time. Now, brothers, you are listening to me. Do tawbah between you and Allah Jalla Ala. Do tawbah. We don't know when our time is coming. I remember during COVID, subhanAllah, one day I was giving a reminder and I said, I don't know who is next. Subhanallah, the father of the person whom we buried, within 24 hours, I was giving a reminder about after the death of the father. Within 24 hours, subhanAllah, we don't know who is next. And you should be all the time ready for death. How? By being closer to Allah Jalla Ala. By being repenting all the time, doing all the good deeds. And finally, brothers, and I would like to appeal to his children, mashallah, righteous children, may Allah Jalla Ala protect him. Amen. If you can do sadaqa jariyah, if they can establish a small masjid, maybe in Bangladesh or any other place, or a water well, and then they make it bigger and bigger. So many projects we knew that became like this. Big projects started with a small sadaqa jariyah by the children of the person, and all of us can contribute towards that. And I am sure, anyway, inshallah, this person has not violated the right of any of you. But if you feel that anyone owes him something, please ask his children, forgive him first. And if you still feel something, ask his children to maybe to pay it off, to clear it, and to... So we want this person to rest in his grave as to rest in Rawda min Riyad al-Jannah. That he is resting in part of Jannah. Ameen. And we ask Allah Jalla Ala for forgiveness for him. Allahumma ya hayyu.